My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the simple and yet very strategic choices that all of us can make in order to become the very best version of ourselves. Today in the studio, I have Dan Costello, who reminds us that we don't need to live only for the here and now, but for something far bigger and far bolder and far brighter by thinking big picture, by expanding our perspective. I think you'll enjoy this conversation. Listen in. Dan, I think you know this, but you're one of my favorite people on the planet.
Really?
I just feel like whenever we get to sit and talk, whether it's in the studio or over a drink or over a sandwich, we just have such great conversations. It's been great being your friend. And so it's good to have you obviously as a friend, but also as a coach. And but not a lot of our viewers and listeners probably know you as well as I do. So for those who maybe are tuning into Three Words Podcast for maybe the first or second time, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the love. I feel loved by that statement. My name is Dan Costello. I actually, my day job, I work in the automotive industry at a company called Dana, and have been there. This is my 15th year. I work in purchasing and just do a lot of, dealing with supplier issues and things like that, negotiations, which is, like I said, my day job. But married to my wife, Laura. We have four beautiful children. We just had our fourth child, a daughter. Her name's Quinn. She is only 4 months old. And she got her ears pierced today.
What?
Is that crazy?
4 months old?
I know. I actually felt bad. My wife sent, she does this thing where she just like sends a picture, and it's just a picture of her with her ears pierced. And I'm just like, what the heck? We're not going to talk about this? She's like, she loves the idea of just doing that. So,
father of four children, beautiful wife. Obviously, we love Laura as well. Automotive industry, 15 years in the industry. You don't look old enough to be a dad, not to mention the professional 15 years.
I've had people introduce me. And when I say, hey, I'm, you know, this is my, you know, 13th year. And then someone from my company will say, yeah, he looks 13, you know, or he looks 15 years old, you know, whatever, whatever.
Well,
I'm going to take it as long as I can get it.
Enjoy your youthfulness. Well, Dan, it's good to have you in here, not only as a friend, as a coach, but also as a really next level professional in the industry and business. Cause I think we're going to have a really interesting conversation about these three words that you chose.
Think big picture.
Now, when you say think big picture, immediately I go to what you're familiar with, the eight essentials to success.
Yeah.
And I talk a lot about the eight essentials to success, the first of which is perspective.
Right.
And that's what this conversation's about, right? It's about perspective. And I'm excited to kind of hear why these three words are important to you and why you chose them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think big picture to me at least starts with this idea of begin with the end in mind. And, you know, you think about just like pictures, we can snap pictures in our lives of different areas of our lives. Like there's a picture of my work life. There's a picture of my spiritual life. There's a picture of, my family life and my relationships. And, you know, it's hard for me to not, when I say the words, think big picture, the first big picture I'm thinking of is my life. And this sad, but true statement is that my life is going to end one day. And how do I process through what it means to think big picture or begin with the end in mind if I believe that my life is going to, we're all going to die. I mean, it's a sad, you know, more, but I started this, you know, podcast off, all the listeners like, geez, great. This guy's talking about death already.
I don't feel weird about that. In fact, we did an episode, if you recall, with my son, Logan, you're going to die.
I was going to say,
those are three words. You're going to die.
Yeah.
It was a great episode.
If you're a spiritual person, or maybe the existential question is, why am I here? Who am I? What is my purpose? Thinking big picture is trying to answer some of those questions. And I think a lot of thinking big picture is just answering big questions that we probably don't think about enough because we're so focused on the here and now. And we're in our little silos of tunnel vision of where we're at. And so that's kind of my idea of this whole thing.
Well, and Dan, you know me well enough to know that I am tracking with you 100% in the sense that I think we all need to answer the question, who do I want to be at the end of my life? I don't mind talking about death. You said it's a morbid conversation, but it actually, for me, is very inspiring because it's caused me to actually do what you just said, and that is to begin with the end in mind, but not just begin with the end in mind, but become with the end in mind.
Mm.
So my personal mission statement flows out of my funeral journal. You brought up the idea of end of life realities. And so one of my favorite exercises I ever did at 24 was I crafted my funeral journal. which was thinking big picture. Like, what do I want my wife to say at the end of my life?
Yeah, it's big.
What do I want my kids to say? My friends, my family, my coworkers. But when you do that, well, when I did that, it actually gave me that North Star. It was the biggest picture that I could even imagine. Who do I want to be in the end? And in light of that, what choices do I want to make now when I think big picture?
Yeah. And basically what you're doing is kind of, to some extent, reverse engineering where you want to end up. And it sounds kind of, you know, I remember when we went through this together, it sounds kind of like, man, am I just creating, you know, a story for myself so that I can have an outcome? Like, I don't, I remember I, we had a conversation about this, is I don't want to do things just so I hear those things, or, you know, what if I really hear those things at the end of my life or at my funeral? I'm not going to be at my funeral, but just because I want those people to say those things, or is that truly the person that I want to be? And I think those are, you know, big picture questions that we go through. But I think we can even drill it down, maybe if we just jump away from the, you know, the existential questions of who I am, where I, what I'm doing. But, you know, you think about, there is in your job, there's a macro view of what your company does, right? And what your company is trying to accomplish. You have an overall goal. You know, we want to make more profits, or we want to sell more products, or we want to do XYZ. But then there's also, everyone in the company has a job, a specific micro view of what they do. And, you know, one thing I am always trying to work on with my team is we have to understand the macro. We have to understand the big picture for us to be successful in what we're doing in the small things. Because typically we get in our little tunnel vision, like I said before, and we're doing our job that we know. But if we don't understand, you know, a few questions that I think of that when I'm thinking about thinking big picture for my team, the first question that you always have to ask is how or who does my job impact? Like, what individuals in my company are impacted by the things that I have to do? And then also, what's the end goal? What's the big picture end goal that we're trying to accomplish? If we can answer those two questions, then I'm going to be more successful in what I'm doing, because I'm going to understand how the things that I'm doing on a daily basis are impacting the other functions around me, the other people. I have information that I have to pass along to this person. This person has information to pass along to that person, but it's going somewhere to an end goal. What is that end goal? If we don't understand what that end goal is in your small world, then the bigger picture is going to get lost on you. You know what I mean?
As is my custom, I want to pause right now in the middle of my conversation with Dan to invite you to share this particular episode with a friend who might need a little bit of a nudge in thinking not just in the here and now, but in the big perspective of their lives. Now back to the conversation. Well, in bigger picture, in the business world, and quite honestly, even in personal life, I use the phrase outcome. We should be outcome-based. It's not just about all that we are doing, but what is the doing creating? What is the behavior producing? And so I think that's where perspective, big picture, macro vision is so important. And the reason is, Dan, we're not going to just magically achieve that. We have to connect the daily choices to the big picture. But I think about when you brought up the phrase big picture in general, I thought about this beautiful painting. Because I think about the most masterpiece painting, works of art, and I think this is extraordinary. If you look at a masterpiece, a big, big, beautiful, bold picture, it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
But every single detail in that picture matters.
Yeah.
Every single choice we make in life counts.
Right.
Every single moment matters. But we'll choose better moments.
Right.
We'll make better choices when we have the big picture in mind.
And I think, you know, if you think about what we're afraid of and things that we fear, like even that idea about a big picture is being painted. Just imagine, I think the way that we live our lives is that picture is right in our face, and we can't see the whole picture. We're just looking at the things that are in front of our face. And if we just stepped back and looked at the bigger picture of what's going on around us, all the different relationships that we have, all the different things that are going on around us, and maybe we'd have a different perspective on how we approach the things that are the most important in front of us.
Well, it's similar to seeing trees or seeing the forest. I mean, we even use the term in photography, this idea. I'm not a photographer, but I learned this from one of our episodes that my son did, Logan, with Trevor Lee on taking better pictures. Sometimes when you pull back the lens, the picture becomes beautiful, more beautiful, more context, more everything, because you have a grander, more broader view of reality.
Oh yeah. I think that's super important. And, I think another thing I was, thinking about just in preparing to on this conversation is it's kind of thinking big picture can be a somewhat of a selfless act too, if we're doing it the right way. It's because you have to always put yourself in other people's shoes. Like I said, the way to think big picture is to think about how each decision that you make impacts the people around you. And the only way for you to understand how it impacts the people around you is for you to sit in their shoes. So again, like in business, if I'm making a decision, I have to think about if I'm in purchasing, I'm making a decision, I have to think about how does this decision impact engineering? How does it impact sales? How does it impact our end customer? How is that decision going to flow through for our big picture of what we're trying to do as a company? Mm-hmm. And if I'm not putting myself in their shoes, I'm just looking at it from my perspective, which is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that before you even said it. As you were talking and describing the big picture and collaboration within the workforce, I was thinking, wow, I never really connected this idea of embracing a big picture as being a selfless activity. And yet at its very root and its very source, it is very selfless, because no longer am I the center of the story.
Yeah.
We are the center of the story. You know, we talk about global villages, right? It takes a village, to raise a child, and it takes a community to create great and wonderful things. But I think it goes back to the fact that it's selfless to actually think big picture gets this micro view of me, my happiness, my joy, my pleasure, my ease, my everything I want for something a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
If it's all about me, it's really small.
Yeah.
I think so often as human beings, I shared this with a group in North Carolina recently. I said, it was actually a group of gentlemen in a fraternity. And I said, you know what? It's not that you're doing things that are wrong. It's that you're doing things that aren't worthy of the grandness and the glory of your life. Hmm. Your life is so sacred and significant and special, and all the things we talk about in D&B Coaching and Three Words Podcast, that don't think about, oh, is this right or is this wrong? Think, is this big? Or is it small?
Right.
To have a worthy dream for your life, you have to have a big picture.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you mentioned the family piece, and I think I've mentioned this author before. His name's John Tyson, a book that's really changed my life on parenting. It's called The Intentional Father. And there's a part that he talks about, you know, this idea, and I feel like it's thinking big picture, because he talks about this idea that you have to reverse engineer, think about the outcomes that you want for your children, and
here we go.
Then create experiences.
Here we go. Yep.
And moments and rites of passage that give those things to them. So what are the things that you want to be true about your son or your daughter? Or what are the things that you want them to understand about the world? What do you want them to understand about anything? You know, you can go down and write down, I want my child to look like this. Now, that sounds kind of weird and controlling. Like if you're a parent, you're like, oh man, I want my kid to be this. But at the end of the day, we are the biggest influencers in our kids' lives.
We are talking about outcomes. You're talking about results. And what you just described to me is, I'm even in challenging parenting situations right now. When you talk big picture, when you talk about parenting in the context of big picture, it gives me hope.
Yeah.
Because if my hope and my sense of well-being and my sense of, am I a good parent and are they going to be grow up for to sure. To be an amazing adult, if I'm living just in these 3 days, I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
I pull out and look a little bit, and as I said, pull back the camera lens, like there's a grander story at play here for each of my kids, for my grandsons, right? To be able to say, you know, just because this is happening right now doesn't necessarily, the big picture is this could actually be really good.
Yeah,
10, 15, 20 years down the road. This choice that I'm making, it feels so hard in our relationship. Teresa and I talk about this all the time. Obviously, the parents of 9 children. I said, the days, we're going to look back on these days, and though they were so painful in the moment, we're going to look back and we're going to smile about them and say, this was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at our relationship now and look who they've become. And again, a lot of these things, and again, we can even frame pain and suffering this way.
Oh, for
sure. You know, it's like pain and suffering in the moment is horrible.
Right.
Big picture, it ends up
changing.
Making us better.
Yeah.
Making us better. So
yeah.
Final word. This is obviously your three words. Think big picture. It's something that resonated with you. And so maybe just a few thoughts, final thoughts for our viewers and our listeners.
I think it's kind of like where I started is in anything that we do, begin with the end in the mind. If it's family, fitness, if it's faith, if it's whatever it is, but where do you want to go? Begin with the end in mind and then try to figure out those different connections that you have with relationships in your life that are going to be impacted by the way that you see things. So don't think that just because it's something simple like, hey, I want to lose weight or I want to, you know, if you think big picture, you can create outcomes for yourself that are, you know, what you want.
I love that we touched on this topic in the context of family, friendship, and then even as you are a next level professional in business, there's so many takeaways from us just deciding every day, you know what? I'm not just going to think about the here and now, but the big picture for my life.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks, Dan, for having the conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean this sincerely, but we truly do appreciate that you would tune in on a regular basis to Three Words Podcast. We really appreciate you, and we want to continue to encourage and support you in your own journey, personally and professionally. What I want to encourage you to do right now is even go to our website, dmbcoaching.com/subscribe, and actually subscribe to our monthly digital newsletter where you'll receive new content, fresh insights that will help you even go beyond the conversations you're hearing here in the Three Words Podcast studio. That said, we really appreciate you. And until we meet again in the next episode, make it a fantastic couple of weeks.